Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. The joys of parenting teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun.
It is so fun. The, unpredictability of it all.
Oh, the mood swings.
Oh,
they're pendulums.
Sounds. I have two teenage boys,
yes.
So it's a whole new territory for me.
Yep.
And we do. We've got moments where we don't know what's going on.
Oh. And it affects the whole household. But it's like one day you these cute, cuddly little kids and they're snuggling up next to the lounge. The next day that is like morphed into a completely different human.
One day, 1 hour.
it's very
it
true.
Around. Yeah.
Very, very true. Now, I asked your advice, Jade, because you've gone through it all. Alani is 19, your daughter Alani,
yep.
and to be totally honest, the only thing you offered me was an octopus that you can turn it upside down, and it's a smiley face or a sad.
A cranky face. I thought it was really good. If they show you the cranky face, that means they're cranky.
I was hoping for better advice.
Well, I'm no expert. That's the only thing I know. Oh, and we use safe, like code words. If she doesn't feel like talking, she'll just go, I'm not in the zone, and I notice to back out the door.
Yep.
But I'm not an expert.
Nope.
But somebody who was listening is an expert on parenting teenagers, boys in particular. She lives in Gerringong. Her name's Maggie Dent. She actually gave us a call after the show to give us some advice. So, Maggie, you're an expert on teens, particularly boys. What is going on with Damo's boys at the moment?
There are so many changes happening. And what does change do? It triggers stress.
Okay.
So the very fact that suddenly a boy's voice starts breaking, especially when he's trying to do an English presentation in class and everyone laughs at him, he gets more forgetful, he gets more disorganised. And can you imagine how he feels when he has left his backpack on the bus with his Mac Air and his phone? He goes, I don't know how I left it on the bus. He didn't want to forget it, but these are the brain changes that actually make them feel like out of control and they make them feel more stupid. So what happens is they start to attack themselves, thinking they're the only one this is happening to. And then on top of that, you've got a badly behaving peanut. And you try and navigate a school environment where they all talk too much and you keep forgetting stuff. And, so what's actually going on is the stress, and then their limbic brain grows, which is a really tricky thing. That's the emotional brain. So things get more intense, but they aren't always clear on what that is. That's why they're so angry. Often they go to anger because it's a male-accepted emotion.
Yep.
Whereas a lot of them, from my counselling days and teaching days, were really, really confused, incredibly anxious and stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Also starting to think that there really is something really wrong with them. And this is even our loveliest of boys who were sweet little cherubs, where a lot of parents think an alien came and stole them. And we have to help them understand what's going on so that the things that they do, the dumb decisions, really crazy, and they're wired to take risky decisions because biologically by now, if we were in an African savannah, they'd be out with the men learning to kill animals, right?
Oh,
so what are they doing now? They're doing gaming online where they kill zombies, but they're not out there discharging excess energy, making the positive neurochemicals so they're not so grumpy.
Yeah.
And so it's a really... But when we get clarity around it, then we're able to understand for them they actually... They're just as confused as we are as parents.
So what do you suggest that we do as parents, Maggie? Like, sit them down and go, this is what's happening to your body and why?
No, totally. It's really interesting because I've had so many parents since I wrote From Boys to Men who suddenly got clarity around their own son. The mums have said, when I showed them the chapter on what's happening with their brain, boys have got this epiphany moment saying, well, why didn't someone tell me this? why didn't someone tell me this? Like... And even the monosyllabic stuff, that is not, they don't suddenly start wanting to do that. Their brain prunes too much off their vocal processing. So when a mum says or a dad says, open your mouth, he can't. It's not his mouth, it's his brain that did it.
Jeez.
And so if you actually make fun of a boy whose brain has over-pruned his capacity to speak articulately, how do you think that would feel for a teen boy? He feels really misunderstood. The big thing is I want to help you understand what it's like on this bumpy ride because it's bumpy for everyone. But I want to be the grown-up who you can, lean on when you need to, When you muck up, I want you to still be able to come and we'll come pick you up and, you know, we'll be back because we know it's tricky. Make them know that you still love them, even though they gave you a verbal yesterday and failed their test and lost their jumper for the third time. Dad can give bear hugs. Mummy can, you know, do whatever you need. Or there's nothing quite as powerful as standing next to a grumpy 14-year-old boy and dropping a really tiny fart.
All right.
And they walk away. Trust me, that's a bonding moment.
That's an icebreaker, as they say.
Wow. Okay. I've been doing that for a long, long time.
How's that going?
It hasn't cured all my problems yet, but I tell you, at least I know it's a step in the right direction.
And the more ridiculous and light we are, the easier it is for them to discharge the stress that's in their being, you know, and that's why I kept saying, mums and dads, it's not the time to get more severe and hard. Mm-hmm. And if you punish without teaching, it just makes them feel worse. They do need us to know that.
Maggie, thank you so much for...
All of that.
Yeah.
Gee, all of it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we just got to love them.
I appreciate it, Maggie Dent. You've got to check out her podcast, Parental as Anything, and grab that book, From Boys to Men.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A friend of mine lives in Sydney. She's part of this mother's group.
Yeah.
She was shocked, horrified when she found out that one of the mums in the group, whenever she goes travelling on an aeroplane with her kids, so her kids are in primary school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're like 8, 10, and one of them's 12.
Okay.
Whenever she goes travelling with the kids, she's in business class and the kids are in economy.
Cattle. Oh, come on.
They're in cattle class.
Come on so now.
They're by themselves. They're unaccompanied minors in cattle class and she goes in business class. I mean.
No.
Look, you would know. You wouldn't do it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'll let you continue.
No.
I will voice my opinion.
Okay.
Because I'm getting, by the glow in your eyes, I can see what your opinion's going to be.
Look, can I just say, I recently did business class for the first time. I just used points. I'm not rich or anything. But it was delightful.
Oh, was it?
Because I went to New Zealand. But the only downfall was that I had the one-year-old baby with me, and he was crawling everywhere. But he fell asleep. It was great. And then I was like, said to my husband, next time we go to New Zealand, we should do business class. And I was excited until I looked at the cost and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Not everyone can do business class. And is it wasted on kids, you know?
Oh.
You're like, really? And I just think, I don't know. It's flying stressful with children. Is it going to be just as stressful in business class? Could they go in economy? Look, if I didn't think my children were going to pull the plane apart, maybe I would say they love it.
Wait. Maybe I would. You've already decided you would. You're trying to ease it off. But what you actually think is yes, 100%. You'd be up the front, kids down the back, and they're not even classes on accompanied minors because you're officially on the plane with them.
Well, if we look back to Home Alone, okay for the McAllisters. Because remember, all the kids were back in economy and the adults were in business class. I just, you know, if my children could look after themselves, maybe it would be a bad way to travel.
I'm with you. Because, look, essentially, it's good to have the kids at the back. The further they are away from the steering wheel...
You guys are a pack of meanies, you know.
Our phones have lit up here.
What about the Three Musketeers? All together, you know, for one, one for all. No such thing in your family?
Nah. Jeez. Mel's giving us a buzz. Mel, you... Oh, sounds like you've got a bunch of kids in the background there. Where are you sitting on this one with Jade?
I think we should, you know, if we're going to go on holiday, don't take the kids, take the husband, put him in economy and you have first class.
Oh, Jesus.
One of the parents can stay with the kids in economy and then one of the parents could have the business class experience. You know what? You could fing for it. You could do rock, scissors, paper and whichever parent wins gets that business class.
That'll never happen.
One way and then the other parent gets it the other way.
It'll always be the wife gets it.
Yeah, it will.
Let's pretend
that it's a diplomatic democratic society.
The poor man has a decision in this. Yeah. He has no decision.
It's like the election campaign. Let's act as a team and do it Jade's way.
Well, you know the slogan? Happy wife, happy life.
That's it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Being sent to the principal's office. I got the call up to go back to Jamboree Public School. My old school, actually, my old primary school. Lulu was in year three, had a couple of incidents and needed to be sorted out. But as well as sitting waiting to go into the principal's office, it felt like I was back in primary school to my days. I was a little bit naughty.
Your glory days.
May have got sent to the principal's office once or twice.
No, that was in primary school. What about in secondary school? Did you continue to misbehave?
Yeah, look, there was a running theme.
Ooh,
there was a running theme. Yeah, I was a bit naughty. But I came good in year 11.
All right. Well, look, that's the question we're asking this morning.
Phone lines have just gone nuts. 4275 1965.
Yes, we were asking you to finish your sentence. The Ralph and Rilla, you can kick it off. I was sent to the principal office
for swearing at my teacher who caught me smoking.
Oh. Wow.
In the girls' toilet. And then she wanted me to go pick papers up at lunchtime at the canteen in front of everyone. Mm. And then I swore at her.
Oh, okay.
So she sent me up to the principal's office.
Oh, yeah, well, you sound like you were a little bit of a rebel at high school.
Oh, just a little bit.
Okay. I like it how you got busted doing the wrong thing, smoking, and then you swore at the teacher because
she wanted me to pick up papers in front of everyone, and I said, no way, and then I swore at her. But there was a lot of other things I got sent up there for. But
did you learn your lesson? Have you turned over a new leaf?
Well, I'm quite a bit older now, and I feel really kind of bad that I did all that and gave the teachers a bit of a hard time.
It was just a phase you were going through. It's, you know, everyone goes through phases.
For 4 years.
That was a long phase.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate the call, Darrell.
All right, now Albion Park, SB's called through. Okay, finish this sentence for us. I ended up at the school principal's office because I...
because I dyed my hair blonde over the summer holidays. I went to a strict Catholic school, had a very strict uniform policy, and I tried to convince my school principal, who was a man, that my hair just lightened from, you know, brown to bleach blonde due to the sun by hanging out at the beach.
It happens. Yeah. We've got that big hole in the ozone layer.
I mean, it is true.
Very true, yes. So she didn't believe me, unfortunately. But then on the upside of that, when it came to formal time, I did win This Is My Natural Hair Colour Award because my hair did change multiple times due to the different weather, of course.
Oh, what happened? So
my hair did change colour multiple times.
Oh, right. So like, it'd go red in autumn and...
Yeah, something similar to that. You know, the German Shepherd book of the blonde streaks over summer.
The Cruella de Vil.
Yes, it was the 80s.
Mel from Lake Heights, right, complete this. I was sent to the principal's office because I...
had the highest truancy record in my year for the term.
So how did they know you were actually wagging school and you weren't sick?
Because I was there and they saw me and I just didn't want to go to class because I was 16 and a rebel and just didn't want to go to school.
Oh, okay, so you went to school and then a class would come up and you'd go, I stuffed that, I'm going to go out.
Or hide in the library or, you know, hide somewhere in the bathroom or do something that didn't involve me having to learn anything completely unimportant at my 16-year-old self at the time.
Oh, jeez. Ken, now you've got kids yourself. How would you feel if your kids become truant just like you?
Well, given that their dad's from Berkeley, I can't really say much, can I? Just be like, yeah, well, I did that too. So, yeah, can't really stay in school, children.
Do as I say, not as I did.
Yes, exactly.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Hey, Mel, would you like to, wag parenthood for a night and go and see Friends, the new musical that's at the IPAC?
Yes, please.
Oh, well, you can have a double pass.
That's it. Done. Look at that.
Woohoo! My bestie's on my way to take me to work, so it looks like she's tagging along with me.
It all worked out well.
It did work out well. She's cheering here in the car right now.
And not that we were rewarding truanting, okay?
No, this is my reward for telling my children to stay in school.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Well done. Well done.
Exactly right. Bye.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Big day on Saturday, of course, because it is the election, and, and we know it's the election because there's campaigns going on all around the country. There's politicians roaming around everywhere.
Yes, there's signs up all over the place.
Yeah. The old Scott Morrison, he was in Tasmania yesterday. He was in Devonport, and he decided, like Scott Morrison does on numerous occasions, to be the cool guy.
Yeah, he wants to be one with the people.
He wants to be one with the people, and he decided, you know, I'm going to have a game of soccer with the little kids.
Yeah.
Little school kids. He got out onto the pitch.
There's nothing funnier than watching a politician. like they don't even get out of their suit. They just take their jacket off. So they're still in their full regalia. He's still got, like, his shoes on, his black, shiny, patent leather shoes. He's like, I can do this.
I can do this.
I can play soccer.
He went out onto the pitch, and it turns out, you know, it can be a very dangerous thing to do.
There's a bit of a rugby thing. You're good? Here we go.
Alright, so what you're listening to there is Scott Morrison annihilates a little kid.
Yeah. And it wasn't, there was no kind of tackle, was it? He just fell on him.
He just fell. He lost his balance. Yeah. He just collapsed on him.
He's a big man too. What is he, like 6'2" and 120 kilos?
They have to be.
Yeah. No. Well, interesting, actually. We got in touch with one of our sister stations in Tasmania, and we managed to get some audio of a conversation between Luca, was the little kid.
Yeah.
Luca and his dad were chatting about what actually happened. G'day, Luca. How was soccer today?
Oh, Dad, it was terrible.
What happened?
This big fat guy came and tried to play and he couldn't play and he fell right on top of me.
What's his name?
ScoMo or something.
Oh, bloody ScoMo.
Mum said we need to vote for him on Saturday because he'll have 4 more years in office, which means he'll have lots of money so we can sue him.
Oh, yeah. Do right, mate.
You know what I learnt today, Dad?
What?
That me and Jenny are the only two people in the whole of Australia that know the full weight of having Scott Morrison on top of you. But he did say he would shout me a happy meal next time I'm at Engadine McDonald's.
Isn't that the place he crapped his Dax in grand final day?
No, I'm just going to ask for a toy.
There you go, that's an exclusive.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Get excited. Hocus Pocus 2. This is the long-awaited sequel to the original Hocus Pocus, which came out in, like, 1993.
With Bette Midler in it.
Yeah, Bette Midler's in it. And Sarah Jessica Parker's in it as well. Wow. So they're all coming back. Many years after the original.
Back in the day, they had to put on makeup on them to make them look like witches.
Oh, no. Now they won't need to do that.
Oh. Wow. She said it. I implied it.
It's coming out Disney Plus September 30th. So it'll be streamed, so you won't even have to go to the movie theatres to watch it. Jessica Mowboy has got a new tune. It's a single titled Automatic. It's really cool. Yeah. It's all about, and she says, having faith in your own sense of direction, taking the driver's seat in all aspects of your life and making sure that you listen to the little voice in your head because it's usually always right.
Well, we are the little voice in a lot of people's heads right now, so just listen to us.
Good song.
That's great. Just fantastic.
Now, Rebel Wilson, she has her very own limited edition doll. You know you've made it. Yeah. When you got a doll. Now, this doll is actually based around her character in the new Netflix movie, Senior Year.
Oh, I didn't like that.
And it's recommended for ages 37 plus. I know you didn't like that. You said the other day that you didn't like the movie at all.
Well, you know what? She's fantastic in it. The movie itself is enjoyable. I shouldn't give a review here because you got to decide these things for yourself. It's an enjoyable movie. It's formulaic. I just didn't feel like I got to know the characters.
Because it's like a slapstick comedy movie, really.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, it's the number one watch movie on Netflix at the moment.
There you go.
Since its release, viewers have spent 56 million hours tuning into the film.
But
I need to show you a picture of the doll. Because when I saw this thing about the doll, I went, oh, that's a bit exciting.
Let's have a look.
The doll does not look good at all. You know those dolls where to be replicas of the real thing. This doll looks like somebody has drawn on its face. Looks like an angry...
Yeah, no, she wouldn't be happy with that.
She looks like a she-man.
Yep.
Almost looks like He-Man, actually, with just a blonde ponytail.
Actually, that is a great... She looks like He-Man.
She looks like He-Man, and I feel like that Rebel's lost a lot of weight lately. She wouldn't look at that doll and go, that her butt does look big
She wouldn't like that. She wouldn't like that at all. But anyway, hey, she's got a doll. It's better than we got.
Why can't we get a doll looking like that? That's horrendous. Whoever painted that face, they did it with the wrong hand or they did it in the dark.
Yeah, she's definitely grumpy.
She's grumpy doll.
Grumpy Wilson.
Drag queen doll. That's what it looks like.
All right, you can. We'll get a picture of that up at the Buzz page ASAP. Plenty of other stories there for you to get them around and check out today. Celeb Buzz with Jade here at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You'll make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get, get, get.